April 5, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, The Power of Emptiness. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, you see me, all my sin and unbelief, and yet you love me. Thank you for giving yourself for me and continuing to advocate for me in heaven. Read John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10.
The empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him."
So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in.
Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen.
Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying.
Reflect. Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. Mary, faithful even after Jesus' death, comes early to the tomb. Hesitant to enter an open tomb, she thinks Jesus' body has been stolen. Mary rushes to the two disciples whose whereabouts she knows, Peter and the beloved disciple, who seem to have stayed together in the confusion after the crucifixion. Both run to the tomb. The beloved disciple arrives first, but Peter dashes inside ahead of him and sees the grave clothes. Is it significant after they are described in the same way as Lazarus's grave cloths? After Peter looks around, the beloved disciple enters. He saw and believed. Why does he alone believe that Jesus has risen from the dead? Is it possible that the beloved disciple has just worn similar burial clothes? Could he be Lazarus? The difference between the two miracles is that Lazarus emerged still bound in the grave cloths. He needs Jesus' command to be freed from them. Jesus' grave clothes remain folded in the tomb. Jesus is already unbound. Here is the answer to Mary's confusion and the basis of the beloved disciple's faith. Nobody has taken Jesus away. He has left death behind. The empty tomb is not, on its own, a sign of resurrection. However, the beloved disciple believes the evidence of the empty tomb, not just that the tomb is empty, but that its emptiness proves that Jesus conquered death. John's editorial note states that they, the 12, others who had accompanied Jesus from Galilee, and the Jerusalem believers, do not yet understand Scripture's prophecies of Jesus' resurrection, let alone that he is alive again. At this point, only the beloved disciple believes that. The others must await Jesus' appearance to them, his ascension, and Pentecost. Then they will see his glory. Then they will fully understand. Apply. To whom did you rush and tell when you understood and believed the gospel? Is there someone you should tell now about your faith in Jesus? Closing prayer. Jesus, Lord of life, thank you for dying and overcoming death for me. Thank you that I no longer fear it, knowing death is my passage to your eternity.